Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him. He loves us all. He loves all of His people. The days ahead are here. They're coming upon us now. And things are happening all over the world. And when I say the Lord is moving by His Spirit, those that will follow Him move with Him. They are in agreement. And those that love Him, they're in covenant. And they have covenant agreement. They have holy covenant agreement and holy covenant authority. They are priests and kings. And as we look to the Lord, we begin to see things as they really are. And this is not to be taken lightly, because God loves His people. And He has a plan for us all. Now, as we follow Him, He enables us to do the most appropriate thing that we're already prepared for. And that puts spiritual wealth on our lives. And then He gives us greater things that we're headed towards. You know, the Lord always has a good plan for His people. That's not the problem. But people, they do what they trust the most. And sometimes I was thinking about how the lukewarm church operates. And, you know, there's a lot about the lukewarm church I don't know, because I've been asking the Lord about what they're like, because He said He'd spit them out of His mouth. And, you know, people that God would reject, there's something bad wrong. And He's been explaining to me how what they're like. He gave me, you know, they're like King Saul. Those that never knew Him, never had a relationship with Him, but they're among His people. They're like Doeg. See, Doeg, you know, Jesus said to some, "Depart from me, you work iniquity. I never knew you." Now, that's like Doeg. But King Saul, he once had a relationship. And at the end of things, after the Lord take His people off her, the lukewarm church He rejected, they'll still go through the terrible part of tribulation. And the world system is going to hate the whore. You know, they're not virgins. They are, they turn to the world. And, but they named the name of the Lord, but they were not sincere in their hearts. And the world's going to hate them and persecute them horribly. And I think about these things. And I said, "Lord, when the light is shining, when people giving people revelation, why is it that people just don't receive it?" Now, again, we think the people of God, the people of Satan, we all have this in common. We believe that people think like we do. That's the first response. It's easy for people to think that others think just like they do. Now, I love God. I seek after the Lord to know Him. It's hard for me to comprehend a person that would not want to hear what the Lord is saying. Because since 1983, I've been chasing God. I wanted to know more and more. If somebody say something about the Lord, I receive it quick. Sometimes people, they're not that way. I've noticed it, but I never understood why. And they seem to love God and seem to go forward, but some revelations they can receive, some they can't. Now, I understand that people have opinions and things like that, but when the Lord is talking, it's peaceable. It's easy to receive and understand. It's kind of hard not to notice, to me. But and when the Lord can say some things that'll puzzle you, make you just go sit down and think a while. And I trust Him when that happens. That's the power of trust. It takes you beyond where you would normally go. Some things I do because I trust God. I don't really see what He sees, but I trust Him on it, and I go where He leads me. So, and I preach that. I'm a stickler for that. I love it. It takes me beyond where Thurston would normally go. That's the power of trust. And then you'll learn to use your faith in greater measure. And that's why people that love God and they're skilled at using faith, I desire for them to know whatever I know so that they can do the same thing, because people of God need to go forward. We always need to be increasing, ever increasing. I love it when people are ever increasing. And I, you know, to be honest, you know, I hate competition. In fact, I would rather for people to do much greater than I can, because I'm going to do all I can with all I know, and as the Lord help me and empower his might, I'm going to do everything I can. I would love to see people do even greater. I mean that, because people's lives are on the line. If we don't win, people are going to go to hell that don't need to go to hell. And when in 86, I saw people go to hell that shouldn't even be there. And it bothered me. The Lord wanted to help them, but he couldn't, because they made a choice not to get saved. They made a choice. And they if they had good information, they probably wouldn't have made the choice that they made. And I know this. And people, there's so many people teaching things the wrong way or incomplete, and it's not reaching people that need to be reached. You know, but when the church is on fire for God and active, you know, in Acts, they reap the harvest that should be reaped. They reach people that should be saved. And in our day, I don't want a soul that should be saved to be lost. Now, I can't do anything about people that won't go forward or won't follow God. The Lord told me not to pray for them. He said, pray for those who follow me. And it reminded me of the prayer that Jesus prayed in St. John 17. He prayed for his disciples and also those, not only them, but those that hear them. And then he prayed that we would be one as Jesus and the Father are one. So all these things need to happen. And that's how I pray now. God will help me make the adjustments I needed to make. And this is why lukewarm people, the Lord didn't want me praying for people that are half-hearted. Now, I like the book. I was reading I think it was the book of Jashub. And I read about where Enoch, it may have been the book of Enoch. It was in the Apocrypha. But when Enoch called his sons and taught them, he encouraged them not to be half-hearted. That's very dangerous, because then you half-love God and you half-love the devil. See, the world system is the devil. That's just the way it is. It's not a slight against anybody, but that's what happens. And I see it. And recently, the revelation that God gave me about lukewarm people, he said that, I said, what is it with lukewarm people? He said they won't budge. They won't repent. When Jesus was addressing them, you know, he gave the whole rundown of what they're like. They don't even realize that they are out of bounds. They're blind. He said they're blind. They don't know. They can't see their condition. And that's a problem. And, you know, I'm thinking about, these are people that need to be making adjustments, because the Lord's about to return. You know, I always give that what the word that he gave me. You know, repetition is good. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. Now, what if the Lord just returned back in 2017 without that warning? Or what if he never gave me that warning? People would still be... that warning alerted me to something. It caused me to search deeper. And I was doing what God was giving me. I was, you know... I didn't feel like his return. I felt like if he came now, a lot of people are going to be left because of what he told me in 2016. He had been pleading with people and they wouldn't repent. And now he's about to return. So in 2017, when he said that, I didn't think I was going to see 2018, being honest with you, or 2019. I felt like I had a little time to warn people, because he said, tell my people. But I felt like I needed to hurry up and do it. And when, you know, that woke me up. And the Lord showed me a vision of the rapture back in 1984. So I started watching the rapture visions on YouTube to see what God was giving others. And that's how I found out about Henry Groover, the first one I watched of him, he died and went through the Milky Way. That was right down my alley. I just had to look at that one. Learned a lot from that. And Steve Quayle was interviewing him. So over the years, I started listening to Steve Quayle. I got to listen. I learned about Pastor Langford. I started listening to him. I thank God for that. Then Timothy Albarino, and then Tom Quayle. And some of them were interviewed on Sid Roth. And I started watching Sid Roth and others that had rapture dreams and visions. And then I got around, I saw the Ugandan pastor, how it said that if the Lord had come to get his bride, he would have left him. And he explained why. And every soul, every child of God need to watch the Ugandan pastor. And people that love God need to watch the Ugandan pastor on YouTube. It's still there. And I tell you what, it really helped me dig deeper. Now, so in looking at what Jesus said about the lukewarm church, look at the description again. He said, verse 14, this is Revelation 3, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness." He's a faithful and true witness. The faithful and true witness is talking to and warning the Laodicean church. Then he says, the beginning of the creation of God. Now this is the word of God. We all know the word of God don't lie. So take this serious. He's the faithful and true witness talking to his people, or people that he's about to spit out if they don't repent. He's giving them warning. He said, "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou were cold or hot." I would is a way of saying I wish or I desire that you were either cold or hot. That's an old English way of saying it. Verse 16, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, or kick thee out of my kingdom. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and you know not," see, they know not that they are wretched, and that they are miserable, and that they are poor, and that they are blind, they can't see their condition, and naked, they have no covenant, they have no righteousness. Their righteousness was altered by their cold desires. They knew better. You can't be lukewarm without being hot first. It's impossible. You can't be born again and just jump and just be a lukewarm Christian. You know, these are people that was once devoted. That's hot. Loving God with passion is hot. The love of walking in the love of God, the excitement about the love of God, that's hot. You got to get hot before you get lukewarm. And it's impossible. I say it's impossible because you have to do some rejecting to get to a lukewarm state. You have to decide to go beyond the confines of love. You have to. A person that's cold, they'll stay that way. A person that look over and see the people of God and they wish they were in, you know, they're looking because they see hope over there. And it takes time for the word that they received to become faith. But they're looking. Then when they get saved, they see things. You begin to see things for what they are. The more devoted you are to God, the more you'll see the world for the lie that it really is. And many people leave the world alone, but there are many who have went back to it because of, you know. Now Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, they deal with people who sway the leadership. Let's look at it. Isaiah 30. You know, you wouldn't do this. If you're listening to this broadcast, you're obviously motivated, because who would listen to somebody like me if they didn't love God? And I'm not putting myself down, but you know, this is a man talking about the wonders of God. And I love God. I believe, you know, to me, the things of God is, I listen to others who, in my spare time, when I finally finish my work day and I go in the house and I want to watch TV, I find myself listening to holy men of God that just love Him. I listen to Steve Quayle, I listen to Tom Horn, I'll watch somebody like the Ugandan pastor. Sometimes I'll watch a reality show just to have the TV on, I listen to what they're saying. You know, I'm watching them build a house or whatever, but I'm listening to the men of God. So I understand. If you do that, you're motivated, and when you're motivated to love God, it's hard to comprehend how people could be so callous. Now let's look at this is Isaiah chapter 30. Listen to what he's dealing with here. All right. The ways of sin is, it's not reasonable. There's no need for it. That it has no purpose of God. So when people go proud, when they get proud or when they get evil, they eliminate their purpose. They don't have a purpose. They're serving the anti-purpose. Satan is the anti-purpose. Jesus is purpose. The ways of God, purpose. The prophets, purpose. I'm talking about the real prophets, purpose. They have purpose. And you're going to be blessed when you hear the prophets. You're in league with a team that's looking to Jesus. But watch what he said, verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. That cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Now that's a lot right there said. I'm going to go back and explore that in my study time. They cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. So a demon or a fallen angel is leading them. The persuasion of society. You know, I was wondering also the logic of the lukewarm. And I noticed that when you tell people the things of God, Jesus said, if you give a pearl to a swine, they'll trample it in the mud, you know. Well, he was right. He's right about everything, but he's definitely right about that. I tell you, I said, Lord, what, you know, this is logical love. This is the ways of God is love. It's logical love. It makes sense. Now, you tell somebody a revelation that can make the day, and they either put a spin on it or they tell you what they think instead. And then as I woke up this morning, he told me that many times the opinions, the roots of their opinions are deeper than the roots of my word. That's why they do that. See, I couldn't come up with that. It's as simple as that really is. It's easy to see and understand. The roots of people's opinions run deeper than the word of God. So the knowledge of their opinion is at war with the knowledge of God, and they're going to suffer for it unnecessarily. So they'll stay in darkness that way, and they won't cross the line. This is the pattern of lukewarm people, and this is the pattern of ungodly people. Now, lukewarm people, they once had a reference. They know better than this, but they don't care. They know better and doing worse. At least the wicked people, they have an unholy charge, and their wickedness, you know, they hate the people of God. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed, and they are those that are just evil. You know, they never had a relationship with God, and they won't think twice about killing the priest. You know, the Taliban, they don't have a reference for who. All they got is a dead religion. A demonic. Islam is demonic, and the followers of it are victims, all of them, the evil ones and the ones that are, that really love God. There are Muslim people that really love God, and Jesus is appearing to them and getting them saved. There are Muslim people that will help you and be a blessing to you and love you, but they believe that dead doctrine, and their roots are deeper than, and they don't have a, they don't have the Word of God. But you know, Satan do his best to make people rot, but he can't get everybody. Some people are going to break through no matter what he do. There are people that their parents were witches and they end up getting saved. You know, it, and they hate all that crap. God can, you know, it, there are testimonies. I've heard testimonies of people that just come from the bottom of the world. I mean, the bottom of the world system, and they love God. And then there are those born with godly parents, good godly parents, and they're a devil. You know, it don't. There are many things that's just not equal, but it's individualized. Even though I was born in a godly home, it took me 20 years to get saved. 19, three. I was 3 weeks away from my 20th birthday before I actually asked the Lord to save me. So, but once I got my mind made up, then I didn't know how to walk. I wanted to do everything God's way. And you know my testimony. I had to learn, and the Lord worked with me. And I understand how serious this is, so I don't look down on anybody. I don't care where you come from. It is what it is. Darkness is darkness, light is light. Choose the light and do it in God's strength, and you'll be fine. Now, I thank God for every decision I made to obey him. And I wish that I had obeyed him faster. But I thank God for that I got saved. At least I got saved then. I'm glad. I wish I honored God all my life. I honored God partly in my life and before I met him. I wanted to, when I would go to church I as a sinner, I would feel better during the week. And it really helped. It helped me not. I would have been worse if I never went to church. And if I, you know, I had godly parents. But see, God got people, their parents were much worse than mine ever was. I mean, they had dark parents. And when they came to Jesus, they came for real. They came running to him. So I thank God for that. It's not a, I just thank God for all the people who love him. And I like to stir people up. And people that think they know a lot, I want them to know more. But first, you can't be in pride. That's going to block you. You can't think like the devil and win against him. You have to get rid of satanic darkness if you're going to win. You got to live a submitted life. But there are people that are smarter. There are people that are more intelligent. You know, they're further along in life than I am. They're greater in their business. Whatever they do, I thank God for it. I want them. I want to reach people like Paul and John and people like Peter, people that are determined. You know, and I want them to run faster. If you listen to these broadcasts and you the things that took me a long time to learn, you can learn in a few hours, and then go in prayer and take it to the Lord in prayer. And God, you know. Once I understood,